Academics Lifestyle Podcast, and today's episode will be an interesting topic, sincerely interesting topic, because I feel like it is what people would normally not take into account, normally not take into consideration. So without further ado, the topic for today's discussion would be, is a problem shared a problem half solved? Let's think about this deeply. So basically, you have a problem you share with your friend. Do you think the problem is solved or half solved, or you just compounded your problem? Because I feel like, personally, I feel like this thing here is two-sided. You know, as a friend, you are supposed to have one empathy and have solutions to problems. But there are some times where you won't have solutions to problems and you just have empathy. So would your friend who is in the issue want just empathy, or would want solution to come along with the empathy? So after thinking about it and discussing with my friends and some other people, I've come to this conclusion that this thing is in two phases. The first phase being that a friend is needed for emotional support. When your friend has a problem and he or she comes to you to talk about that problem with you, first things first, you're supposed to provide emotional support. How do you handle what the person tells you? How are you able to console the person when necessary? How are you able to say, I feel your pain, I understand you? And please, when you are saying I understand you, please make sure you understand the person's pain, because nowadays people just use this I understand you, I get you, just to maybe keep those people quiet or something. You don't understand the person's pain if you've not passed through it or passed through something related, closely related to it. So please, if you know you don't understand something, say, I don't understand your pain, but I know you're going through a lot of pain. Do you get? Please, don't be saying you relate to something when you cannot really relate to it. Please, I beg you. So as I was saying, basically, as a friend, you are to provide emotional support to your other friend. You know, what really makes a problem worse is the emotions attached to it. For example, a person is in debt. What makes the problem a big problem, is the fact that the person is emotionally drained, is already frustrated, is depressed because of it. So how, as a friend, have you been able to help your friend emotionally? How have you been able to encourage your friend to make the person feel that he's not alone, you're with him, and his emotions are not neglected, and you want to work it out with him and stuff like that? How have you been able to help? And secondly, after the emotional aspect, the second phase is solution. You know, why you need to share your problems with your friends, and please note, trusted friends, not just anybody, trusted friends. It's very important, because if you go about telling that person about your problem, then it will be counterproductive, very counterproductive. So rather than telling everybody, every Jack and every Tom and Harry about your problems, I would advise you that you should tell your trusted friends about your problems. And you know, in this life, you cannot know, because some people have connect, you know, because this one knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that can help your problem. So imagine, if you keep this thing to yourself, how would you get solution? How? Really, how would you get solution when you can have just a very easy way out of your problem? Just tell somebody about it. Just share it. You know, before, I used to have this mentality that even if I share the problem with somebody, it won't really matter, because last they'll just say, sorry, damn it, sorry, everything's going to be fine, you're going to get out of it, we're with you, and stuff like that. I didn't really understand that, one, I needed their emotional stress. I needed them to help me emotionally. And two, they might be the source of my solution. Because there are some people you don't even know who you have in your circle. Some people will be able to pull some strings and boom, your problem is solved. So please, make sure you tell trusted friends your problems. Trusted friends. Please, I'm emphasizing on this. Trusted friends. Make sure you tell trusted friends your problems. So I hope you've learned one or two things from today's episode on my podcast. And I hope you stay and listen to more episodes that will be coming out soon. Thank you very much for listening so far. Have a beautiful day. Bye.